We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Palmer one-on-one with Surtain. Here's the inside give. Fumbling the ball is the running back, and it's picked up by Alabama for a touchdown. Eric Gray never did have full control of it, and Malachi Moore, who had an interception against Texas A&M in Georgia, busted it loose, picked it up, and took it to the house for a touchdown.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. Eat like a champion with U.S. Wellness Meats. Grass-fed and pasture-raised at U.S. Wellness Meats, their animals eat right so you can too. Visit them at uswellnessmeats.com and save 15% by using promo code BAMA. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Alabama football is now a perfect 5-0 on the season after a 48-17 win at Tennessee last Saturday. The win, however, was costly, with the loss of wide receiver Jalen Waddle to an ankle injury on the game's first play. Corey Reamer gave his reaction on the victory when he joined Eli Gold on Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills.
I know it's been a long time since Tennessee's gotten the better of us, but it's always sweet whenever you can beat one of your biggest rivals. And this week it was no different. Handled the game pretty well from the start all the way to the finish. And I thought we came out and looked great for, you know, having so many tough games in a row and, you know, always expecting some fall off. But we came out and executed well. And I thought on the defensive side of the ball, we played some of our best, one of our best games. And yep. Mac Jones continues to impress, not throwing an incompletion. I can't remember when his first one was, but that offense continues to click. And there's some good things that are rolling into the second half of this season.
Unfortunately, though,
yeah.
There's a big price to
pay. Always a but.
The loss of Jalen Waddle on the very first play of the ball game, and thank God he's going to be fine. He had surgery. It was a clean break. They've got him taken care of, but he obviously is basically done for the year, and that's you won't be a better team without Jalen Waddle,
no.
That's for sure.
You know, a lot of guys stepped up in this game, but you're not going to replace a guy like Jalen Waddle. It's a tough loss, and I can guarantee you there's nobody that's kicking themselves or more frustrated than he is right now. He's going to be watching for the rest of this season, hopefully quick recovery, being able to get some rehab. I think he's off of it for 6 to 8 weeks before he can really begin to rehab. So I know it's going to be – he's definitely out for this year. Hopefully get him healthy, get ready for spring ball, and be a good teammate. Go out there and help some of these younger guys whichever way he can, still be a part of the team.
Now the focus is on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. MSU started the season strong with a victory over defending national champion LSU in Baton Rouge. However, since then, the Bulldogs have lost to Arkansas, Kentucky, and 2 weeks ago, Texas A&M. The voice of the Bulldogs, Neil Price, was my guest on Tuesday's edition of The Other Booth, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. Price described what he's seen from Mississippi State in the first four games of the year.
a lot of it has been growing pains. And game one at LSU probably went far better than anyone could have imagined, if we're all being totally honest about it. And, you know, they put up 650 yards or thereabouts of total offense in that game, and they haven't really come close to anything like that since. Not that that should be an expectation week in and week out, but a lot of the problems, I think, are just with consistency, Roger. You know, they're having a hard time being consistent in everything that they need to do with regard to the details on offense. And a lot of people look at that first game, and KJ Costello put up massive numbers in the passing game. And a lot of that was due to the fact that LSU kept trying to play press coverage. They kept trying to play man-to-man. And he was able to make them pay for it by throwing the deep ball. And then Arkansas starts playing a lot of zone. And you see, you know, three down linemen dropping eight in coverage. And you don't have offensive linemen that are holding blocks long enough to give the quarterback time. Or you don't have wide receivers at every position that are running their routes the way they need to run them to set up the one that ultimately is going to get the football. So all those things have to work in concert, and for whatever reason, over the course of the last 3-4 weeks, they just haven't. And that's been the point of emphasis in the open date, and we'll get to see again against a very good Alabama defense if they're going to be able to do anything, you know, any of those things better.
Price also spoke about how Mike Leach is fitting in at Mississippi State during his first year in Starkville.
He fits in with the culture and the people here very well. And what I love about him is that what you see is what you get in a lot of ways. There's not an external persona that exists in public that is very different when he's behind closed doors. He is the same person pretty much all the time. And I think that's very refreshing. You know, we live in a time where there is a lot of emphasis placed on your personal brand. And I'm not a big personal brand guy. I just kind of am who I am. And I think Mike Leach is that guy. But in being that way, he has built this massive brand because everybody wants to know what he's going to say. And what I would tell you in dealing with him is that the conversations have been very direct. They've been very honest. He's not trying to mislead or put sunshine and rainbows on something maybe that just doesn't have a need for that right now. And, you know, if you watch the press conferences, I think that you see that. So he is a guy that when he gets his system going, when he gets all the things that he needs to see from those guys on the offensive side, I think that, you know, it's going to work here. Because it's worked at places, too, that were similar, I think, in some respects. I mean, when you're thinking about big-time college football, I don't know that Lubbock, Texas, and Pullman, Washington are the places that come to mind. And Starkville is not a lot of – it's not different in some respects to those places in that it is kind of remote. It's a place where they've got work ethic, blue-collar people, but they've not had a ton of success. And here's this guy who is a builder, if you look at his career, that has had success everywhere he's been. So we're hopeful that if everybody can just be patient and that guys can continue to buy in and learn and do the things he wants them to do, that kind of success can be replicated here over time.
When you mention great moments in the Alabama-Mississippi State Series, one name shines above the rest in Crimson Tide history. Running back Bobby Humphrey in 1986 set a then-school record when he rushed for 284 yards. The next year against State, he became Alabama's all-time leading rusher in a game like this week was also played on Halloween. Bobby joined me for Alabama Legends on Thursday, presented by the Paul W. Bryant Museum, and he reminisced on these great moments in Alabama history.
Oh, it was just an awesome night. Everything was clicking. Clicking that game. Offense was going very well. Defense was playing well. The offensive line and they were opening up holes and paving the way. And man, I just was somewhat in a really, really good groove, man. I felt good. It was, you know, it was just, everything was just clicking. It's one of those games when everything just lined up, you know, everything just lined up perfect and And the only thing you got to do is just hit the hole and run. And a lot of things worked out. And when the day was over, I was about at 284 yards, which I didn't even realize that I had ran the ball, had ran for that many yards. But it was a great victory. The team played well. It was really, really a good way of kind of rejuvenating ourselves from a big-time loss the week before at home against Penn State. So that was a big ball game for us. I never will forget that one, the game in which I set the record for our rushing yards and had the opportunity to meet Johnny Musso, who somebody I idled. And I kind of followed during his career at Alabama, and we ended up becoming close friends. And I can remember him being in the locker room and speaking. And, you know, after that ball game, it was a tough, tough ball game, believe it or not. And it went all the way down to the wire, and it took a last minute score to actually put the game on ice there at Legion Field at the time, back in 1987. So. Yeah, it brings back a lot of memories when you're talking about Mississippi State now versus Alabama.
Alyssa Lang keeps college football fans entertained each Monday night as the host of Thinking Out Loud on the SEC Network at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. She gave her thoughts on the Crimson Tide so far this season when she joined me for The Big Picture, presented by Legacy of Hope.
I mean, what doesn't impress me about Alabama, honestly, I think the Tennessee game this past weekend really put a stamp on my confidence level for this team. You know, we didn't really know exactly what we were going to be working with coming into the season, not only because Mac Jones hadn't started as many games as we were used to seeing Tua Tagovailoa go out there and dominate everybody last year, but there were some guys coming back off of injury. Dylan Moses, what was the defense going to look like? And I think through the first couple of weeks, it was like, okay, Alabama's back. They look dominant, but they didn't play anybody really until Georgia that we knew, okay, where's this team going to fall as far as the scale of how good they are in the SEC? And after that Georgia game, there was no doubt in my mind that it's Alabama right now and everybody else. And that's what we're used to seeing over the last couple of years, minus in 2019, of course, with LSU being just so good. So I've been so impressed by obviously the offense, the kind of numbers that they've put up week in and week out. I was looking through all their games just yesterday, I think, and they've put at least 40 on everybody except for Mizzou. And that's just impressive to do in the SEC in general. Lump in the fact that we had a limited preseason, that these guys didn't have summer or spring ball. And I think that's probably what's impressed me the most about Alabama is you really can't tell. There's a lot of other teams that you can see, you know, communication issues or some gaps on a certain position group or something that just doesn't seem to gel. And you can kind of, I think, chalk that up to maybe a lack of preseason. And these guys haven't had a ton of reps, but Alabama, they've just kept chugging. And you really can't tell. At least I haven't been able to. And I certainly expect them to be competing for a national championship here in a few months.
Thursday night, of course, means it's time for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Eli Gold and special media guest Roman Harper were joined by Coach Saban at the restaurant, and Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
You know, I think that this time of year, and I think that Roman can probably, you know, sort of know what I'm talking about here based on his experiences in the NFL, is, you know, when you get to the 12th game of the season in the NFL, you know, nobody feels good. And this has been a really long season for our players based on the way we had to do fall camp, you know, over 40 days instead of 29 days. And, you know, back-end loaded summer where you weren't working out all summer but had many camps. So it seems like the season is a lot further along than it really is from a player perspective. And I think that everybody kind of knows that you're not 100% at this point. So your energy becomes so important, because if you have energy and you choose energy as a player, your feelings follow. If you let your feelings dictate how you do things, because nobody's really 100% this time of year, you know, people are nicked up, they got a bad shoulder, they got a bad ankle, they got a bad knee, whatever it might be. And psychologically, you know, you have to be able to overcome that. And I think, you know, the more people are supportive and the more positive energy that players have around them, the easier it is for them to choose energy and not think about what's hurting and all that kind of stuff. And their feelings follow their energy. And I think that's really, really important at this time of the season. I think it's really, really important for us in this game, all right, because this is the type of team that likes to dictate the tempo. They're very aggressive on defense. They're very aggressive on offense. And if you let them do that, that makes them a dangerous team. So we have to be very physical and aggressive in terms of how we play and how we approach this game. And you got to have the right mindset and the right energy to do that. And I think the atmosphere in the stadium is something that goes a long way to help our players. Even though we can't have 102,000 people, the people who have been there in the Texas A&M and the Georgia game, you know, for us and for our team have had a significant impact on the atmosphere and how the players respond and how the players have played. And I think it'll be important in this game as well.
Definitely so. Coach, thank you. Roman Harper, we're so thrilled and proud of you. You're doing a great job on the SEC Network. Thank you for joining us here tonight. It's been a pleasure.
You know, Roman, I want to say something. You know, when you have players that were great players for you, you have a tremendous amount of respect, you know, for those players when you're a coach and you see a guy do things the right way. And sometimes as coaches, we don't ever tell players that. But I can tell you that I know a lot of guys that coached you in the NFL, and I've never heard anybody say anything but those kind of positive comments about the kind of person you were, the kind of character you have, and the kind of competitor you were, and how much they enjoyed coaching you. So just so you know, I'm telling you. All right, buddy? Thanks, man.
And I appreciate that, man. Coming from you, I know that's genuine because you wouldn't tell me a lie unless you wanted to beat my butt. So it is all good, my man. And thank you guys so much. And, Coach, I'm feeling that about the feelings, not letting your feelings lead, but more of the energy. Choose energy. I agree with that, man. Don't fall for it. Don't be tired. Bring the positive juices, and that's going to get you through those tough practices.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by U.S. Wellness Meats. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's very easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms such as Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Mississippi State this Saturday begins at 3 p.m. Central on the network, with kickoff at 6 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on TuneIn Radio. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.